on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Oh, down there, Berkey. We've got Matty Burke in there. We're looking for the headset. It is required. Sorry, mate. We should have prepped that for you. What's going on?
I'll do the one ear as well. Like, I'm on the outside.
That's all right. That is super cool, mate. Look, we're at a crossroads again in the world of rugby union, mate. We're going like bastards, the Aussie franchises. But let's deal with the Waratahs if we can, firstly, because they've had...
You fix that for me?
Three successive losses, and I understand how hard it is to win away from home in South Africa, but last week wasn't good enough, Berkey. From the Waratahs,
it's about playing smart in games, and when the conditions are not great, you've got to be able to manufacture your way around the park, and for all intensive purposes, Hegarty has done a good job to fill the gap from Foley, and I think I said last week, if Foley plays, it'll be a different story. Yeah, if he doesn't play, and the Brumbies will get the win, and you know, but they still were that 30 odd mistakes. The kickoff was catch drop, And you sit there and think, wow, this can't be that difficult. So you need to manufacture. So if that's not working by playing a tight sort of rumbling game, you're best off not having the ball. Kick it downtown and let them have the ball. And then it becomes about playing smart. So guys who have played over in England understand how to play a smarter game in those conditions. And that's what I learned when I was over there. You know, playing with someone like Johnny Wilkinson, it was just, I said, mate, let's run it. He's going, mate, we don't need to run it. No. Just punch it down the other end there. Let them make a decision. Maybe shank one off the side. Then you play a bit of pressure, roll more and score a try. You don't have to win. If you win ugly.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
We see that.
Let's run the ball.
That's the problem. That's the problem. That's what we get to. You know, we haven't got these skills at the moment, I don't think, to get to that point to be able to run and shift in those tough conditions.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a load of changes. It looks like Izzy's back to fullback.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's six changes in the back line. They've done a reshuffle. Nine's out, as in Phipps is out. We've got Foley coming back in. Folau goes to fullback. And then a few changes everywhere else. Hegarty goes on. We get fullback onto the wing. And then all of a sudden, it's just a bit of a reshuffle. Mm. So hopefully these guys are a bit more comfortable in their space. So yep. I still would have liked to have seen Folau at 13 when Foley... is at 10, to distribute, just to say, hey, catch, pass, get a run. But he'll be more comfortable in that role at the back there, and I'm sure the Rebels will try not to kick it to him. I mean, that's the game plan for them.
Their trick's going to be to get the ball as often as they possibly can to Israel.
Oh, correct.
That's the Waratahs.
As simple as that.
But it's funny. It smacks of desperation. Six changes to a back line, doesn't
it? Very much so. And then when you're coming off a loss like the Brumbies, I mean, the Brumbies Waratahs games has always been a spiteful game from early days. You know, when in 1996 when it first started, and so to get that loss and you know, lots of people write about the lack of passion, that kind of stuff. There's still passion there, and no doubt about it. You know, these guys are disappointed, but it's about getting that performance on the park that reeks of Waratahs. At the moment, they're just sort of struggling.
Yeah. Well, the Rebels, $3. They are outside. They're desperate. They haven't won one. Waratahs, $1.38. Now, mate, the Brumbies have made five changes as well. They're $2.25. Highlanders, $1.65.
Yeah, I mean, the Highlanders, for however good they are, aren't running that great. And again, you're playing a different franchise. You're playing a different conference, I suppose you could say. But the Brumbies, I like what they did last week. A couple of changes, a couple of tweaks coming through there. I like the way Henry Speight was now getting involved again. You know, he's got that ability to get back on the track there. David Campese used to say, you're a winger, mate. Like, you know, you're allowed to go anywhere. So we saw him take the reins last week, score some great tries. And sometimes it's that individual brilliance that just changes the momentum of a game. Still got a big forward pack. And I like it, obviously, that they're at home as well. So
you're tipping them to cause the upset at $2.25, right? Correct. And you like the Waratahs, who are very,
I think,
very
the Waratahs,
short.
Yes.
Where's Quade Cooper up to?
I mean, he's out, isn't he?
He's got 3 weeks. He could be sunning himself in Fiji at the moment. Who knows? I mean, he's been sent back from South Africa, obviously, after that high shot. Now, last week, and apologies to everyone out there, I said the $3.25 outsiders could get a start, the Reds. They were awful. They were 30 blot down before they lost a high shot on Cooper, and there was a high tackle or a lifting tackle just moments before that. They just seem to be out of sync. They've lost James Slipper. There's injuries everywhere. just simple things like defence, understanding who you've got, they just didn't have it. And then the Lions ran riot up in Johannesburg there. Just small play,
will
shifting plays.
Will he be there
plays.
When the Wallabies come around?
No. He can't
He's not
be.
Going good enough, is he?
He can't be there. You know, we fall into this trap again of playing Super Rugby is a certain level. And Slatch, I know you know exactly where I'm talking from, say, from Shield level to Test level. You know,
it's daylight.
It is daylight. And then you go over to India and it's a completely different story. And that's what it is. I think he plays well at Super Rugby level because it's just a little bit off. And then you play Test football. And then when the pressure's on, and apologies to all the accountants out there, I say the number 10 role is like an accountant. You're just happy to do numbers every day and not get bored with that. And that's what a 10's got to do. Catch pass, just shift. Every now and then, make a dart. But it's the blokes outside you who are the rock stars. Give the ball to them. You don't have to be a rock star at 10. 10's rock star means you can get a bit lost in games. And I think that's his limitation.
Mm. Yeah, it's now you've tipped the Waratahs, Brumbies, and one, obviously the Crusaders be the force in Christchurch.
Yeah, I mean, force of... they've gone okay. You know, they've been competitive. They won that first game against the Reds, you know, early doors. But you know, outside of that, and the Crusaders are 4 from 4 at the moment. They've stolen a couple of games at the end, literally on the bell. But Crusaders over there are just going to be too much.
I want to ask you too, Sanzar, the cutting of the franchise here. Yeah. The Victorian government now looks like it's throwing its weight behind the Melbourne Rebels. Don't cut us, otherwise you can take the Bledisloe.
Say goodbye to Bledisloe. And yeah, they're big money spinners for those guys there. You know, you talk about, I think we spoke last week about, I recommended Force. I said Force to go. And I know they've got to have a presence over that side. But if it's not working over there, if the model's not working, we've seen the rugby league teams, you know, have sort of fallen apart from there. You know, it's dominated by the two AFL teams over there. So do you sort of cut your losses and run from there? Then, we're hearing whispers that they've already know who's going to go. And as I said, it comes down to the broadcasters. But if it gets lost, if the Rebels get lost to the game, massive money spinner down in Melbourne is gone, which is what the ARU need. They just need cash in the coffers to keep this game afloat.
Good on you, Berkey.
Thanks, Lutz.
Covered a lot of things there, and Berkey's tips will be up on our website. Fuck. That's the bigsportsbreakfast.com.
Good luck.
You need a lift. You need a lift.
Well, it was only one off last week.
Exactly.
And that was the value bet.
Well, you've got to go a value bet.
Every now and then.
We love the value bet.
Thanks,
good
boys.
On you, Berkey.